Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 414 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest here with you as ever. And coming up on the show, we have music from Joanna Forrest as we explore her album Stars Arising and take a listen to her single, which is out a little later on this month. We look forward to catching up with her. And also, we're talking Arts Fest. We'll be finding out about some of the shows that are on and about a special screening taking place at the Lighthouse of something that was made for Channel 4 but hasn't been seen since the 90s. That's all on the way. But first of all,
on the 21st and 22nd of July, the Theatre on the Steps in Bridge North plays host to a Simply Red tribute act. To tell us more about A New Flame, I'm joined by their guitarist and musical director, Paul Britton. Hello.
Hi there. You all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, yeah. Really looking forward to the Bridge North show.
Yeah, well, it's an absolutely fantastic theatre, so it's going to be good to see you down there, and two nights as well, because of the demand for the quality music that Simply Red brought to life.
Well, that's right. I mean, they've been going for, you know, a good many years now. Everybody knows their songs. That's the thing with Simply Red, is they've done so many songs that everybody knows, you know.
And what prompted A New Flame? Was it you'd got a friend with very red hair and you thought, he can sing, let's get him to do this?
Yeah, well, it was his voice. It was Dave Dickmanton, who was doing the McCucknall part. And his voice is so similar to McCucknall's that we just had to build a show around him. And then when we started looking into it, the music, you know, it's a really good bunch of musicians that McCucknall put together for the band. And it's, yes, great for musicians to perform. It's a great show to play in, yeah.
What they can expect to find on the night, or both nights, is the fantastic music and, again, perform so well. I mean, you've obviously selected your band carefully for this show.
Oh, we have, yeah, because it is, as I said, you know, Simply Red have got some really good musicians there. So, yeah, we've got the right musicians in place. We've sort of been putting it together over the last 18 months. And as musicians, we've really enjoyed doing it, you know. We've got the songs we've got, I mean, like Money's Too Tight, you know, everybody knows that. Holding Back the Years, that was their big hit. For Your Babies, the Stars album, there's so many songs on the Stars album. And yeah, great songs everybody knows.
Yeah, and when you've got Simply Red fans, they know all of the songs as well. So it must be interesting trying to choose which tracks to go for.
Yeah, but it's not only the fans. I mean, it's, you know, even if you're not a big fan of Simply Red, you will know those songs.
And you will enjoy them.
And they're so varied. I mean, that's the other thing with their songs. It's not like every song sounds the same.
Mm-hmm.
Their songs are very varied.
Well, I mean, more than 30 top 40 hit singles just says it all, really, doesn't it?
It does, that's right. And each decade, they've done something different. They've always come back. It's not like they were out there sort of 30 years ago and then, you know, 30 years later, they've done something else. Each decade, they've done something slightly different. So they've always been there, really.
And you're a nine-piece band.
That's it, yeah. So we're made up with the usual lineup, really. So it's drums, bass, keyboards and guitar, the main structure of the band. And then we've got a horn section, which is saxophone and trumpet, two backing vocalists, and then Dave on the front doing the cooking.
And when you choose the tracks and when you put the show together, you obviously get some sort of feeling for the music. And I mean, do you get fully immersed in this? Have you now found yourself listening to more Simply Red than ever, purely because you just want to get the guitar licks right?
Yeah, I mean, that is the thing with doing sort of one band, Simply Red. The other shows that I've done, before Simply Red, I was doing an 80s show, so it was all sorts of different guitarists I was having to sort of create, really. But with doing Simply Red, I now concentrate on the guitarist and I can really get into that part. It's the same with all the musicians of the band. They can just get into one person's mind, really, because it's one person you're trying to recreate.
Well, it sounds like it is going to be a show put together about the music and not just about turning up and singing the songs, if you see what I mean. It is
about the show. And we've been out there now and done quite a few shows, and the audience absolutely love it because it really is some great songs in it.
And you've actually got a website and there's videos online as well, so people can find all that from your own website, can't they?
That's it, yeah. So anewflame.info. Plenty of information on there about the band and where we're playing. But yeah, really looking forward to the Bridge North date, Theatre on the Steps. Because Bridgenorth's my hometown. That's where I came from. Went to school in Bridgenorth. So it's great to be playing Bridgenorth.
Absolutely. So theatreonthesteps.co.uk is the website if you want more information on that one. And it's Friday the 21st and Saturday the 22nd of July, 8 o'clock start for both nights. And the box office number is 01746 766 477. That's 01746 766 477. But for now, Paul Britton, thanks for having a chat with us and have a brilliant show.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
The girl with the messy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on strangers waiting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show.
Stars Are Rising, Joanna Forrest, appearing there on Life on Mars. And she joins me now on the phone to tell me more about the album. Hello.
Hello.
How are we doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And I have to admit, I've listened to the album. It's on in the car. And I'm trying to decide where to put it. Because it could be my classical collection, it could be my alternative collection, it could be my amazing anthemic collection. Tell me about how this album came about.
You see, you could put it in all your collections, so whatever mood you're in. If you're in for like a classical mood, then it would work. Or if you're in your anthems mood, it would work.
There is something there for everyone, isn't there?
Yeah. The album came about because it was just been a huge ambition of mine to release an album, and I'm just still so lucky. Not only did, you know, I get to make, you know, an album that I'm so proud of, but it got to number one in the classical album charts, which is just amazing. It's a dream come true.
The music on this album speaks for itself. Say something like Bowie's Life on Mars with a completely different take on it. And yes. Who did you work with as part of bringing all of that sound to life?
I worked with Robert Emery, who is such a talented, creative orchestrator, and we knew that we didn't want to do a classical album where, you know, you might hear the same songs again and again. Oh, that popular aria, or, you know, this song that everyone expects. We wanted to open it out and make it appealing to more people than who would perhaps just be interested in classical music.
Well, obviously, from an early age, you've been interested in the performing side of your work and doing stuff live. I mean, West End, what was the age of 13, was it, I think you were doing?
Yeah.
And your career's obviously run for quite some time now. You've got so much experience that you know how to deal with an album like this.
I feel like I was ready for it. I was ready for the opportunity, and I was ready to take on something that was so ambitious, because it was ambitious, because we didn't have a record label to help us, so I did it completely independently. But that's also exciting because I actually made chart history, because I'm the first independent artist to get a number one in the classical album chart with a debut album.
That is amazing in itself.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, congratulations and well done on that one. And from Stars Are Rising, there was a single released, and that had a very special, poignant meaning for you as well, didn't it?
Absolutely. So the lead track, How Does It Feel, the proceeds go to Copperfield, and £1 from every album that's sold goes to Copperfield as well. And they are a charity that are so close to my heart because they're amazing. And they are a breast cancer awareness charity. And they are the only charity, so they're very unique, that are giving the message to young people to check themselves for early signs of breast cancer, to know the signs and symptoms, and to make sure that you will go to the GP if you notice something that's different or any changes. And I actually went through breast cancer when I was 21, so I just feel like I'm a big bet for the charity, which means that I share my story along with other girls who've had a diagnosis, and we go to all of those young people, whether that's a school or a business or a mother and baby group or a festival, and we share our story and just encourage young people to really think about, you know, be breast aware, go to the GP straight away if you know anything, you know, if you see anything that's different or not normal for you.
Yep.
So I was so delighted to be able to help Copperfield with the album, with the donation.
Yeah, vitally important, as you say, it is about knowing yourself and knowing what's wrong if something changes.
To have an early diagnosis is definitely like the best form of defence, and Copperfield are all about stamping out late diagnosis. So you're absolutely right. The sooner the better. Go to your GP, get something checked out.
Well, we'll take a listen to How Does It Feel in a few moments' time. But I'm going to have to ask you, is there a favourite song both from singing and working on from the album?
Oh, wow. I think they're all my favourite in different ways. I love singing them all, and luckily, like this year, it was up to us what we put on the album, which was amazing, because we did it independently. We had all the choices, were down to us, so every song on there is on there because, you know, I absolutely love it and I love singing it. Life on Mars is actually my second release. I absolutely love Life on Mars. But I also love Sposa from Disprezzato, which is, you know, more of a classical, and it's in Italian. So all of them, am I allowed to say that?
we'll let you have that as it's you. But I mean, when it comes to singing Italian, did you take Italian lessons? Are you working on accents whilst you're trying to sing as well? Or how do you make it work for you on the album?
I don't speak Italian. I have to get help with that. And it's, you know, you have to make sure that you get it right. And that takes a lot of perseverance. But it's actually lovely to sing in Italian. So it's always worth it. Once you've learnt it, then you've learnt it. And then you can just enjoy it.
Well, it's an amazing album. As I say, I've been listening to it since my promo copy arrived. And I've very, very much enjoyed it. I know that people will enjoy it too. Where do people find out about your music online? And where can they buy the album?
You can visit my website, joannaforrest.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Joanna Forrest, and you can like my Facebook page, Joanna Forrest. And the album is available from Amazon, iTunes, HMV Online, and HMV in store.
So plenty of places to get it. Go and get a physical copy. It looks absolutely fantastic. Lovely little booklet in there as well. So get your hands on that. Joanna Forrest is F-O-R-E-S-T, as mine's a double R. I have to tell people that because I spend most of my life telling people it's F-O-R-R-E-S-T, but not on this occasion. This is not on this occasion. You're just looking for the one R in Forrest this time round. But Joanna, great speaking to you. Thank you for joining us. Good luck with the rest of the run on this album, and we're very much looking forward to your next release as well.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been so lovely talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ta-ra for now.
Bye.
Joanna Forrest here on the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest looking after you on the show.
On the 16th of June, and again on the 22nd and 23rd, in the Manda Centre, in the atrium, there's going to be something intriguing going on. To tell us more, Gareth Price Braghurst. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. So, the Fabularium is what I have in front of me. So tell me more.
The Fabularium is an outdoor theatre company, which is interesting because we're coming indoors. but we specialise in storytelling, in maskwork, puppetry, live original music, and colour and noise. That's what we like to do. That's what we like to make.
See, then the Manda Centre itself is more used to shopping normally, so this is a bit of change of tack for it.
Yes, I believe it's a part of a big initiative to get lots of art and lots of culture going all across spaces and venues or across Wolverhampton, and we were lucky enough to be chosen to be part of that, and they thought that we would fit nicely in the Manda Centre, where there's going to be lots of people, hopefully lots of families wandering through and seeing something a little bit different to brighten up their day.
So yes, it certainly sounds like it will be fun. So what can we expect, or should we just expect the unexpected?
We specialise in stories that are based upon animal legends, so we adapt stories that are animal themed. So come along expecting to see animals, a king lion playing an accordion, a fox who can play the ukulele, and a naughty she-wolf who can play the drum.
Ooh.
And then we tell stories about this very dastardly, tricksy fox and all of his naughty little things that he gets up to. That's the story that we're going to be telling, is Reynard the Fox.
Plenty to see, and of course this is going to be free of charge to those who come and see it, because they're going to be out there shopping anyway.
Absolutely, that's what we believe in, is accessible art to anybody, whether you've got a penny in your pocket or a pound in your pocket, it doesn't matter, come and enjoy it just as much as anybody.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be jolly good fun, and what sort of audience interaction is allowed with this? Is it just polite applause, or can they jeer and holler as well?
There's absolutely cheering, applauding, shouting, screaming, telling the actors if they're going wrong, you know, absolutely everything. I mean, there's a couple of little plot twists in there, so if the kids are on it, they can also shout out and tell us what's happening. Oh, yes, we want full interaction and we welcome any sort of heckling.
So
we're ready for it.
That's good. We like it when it's actively encouraged, which is, answer is fantastic. So you're down there, as you say, it is the 3 days. It is the 16th, that's a Friday, and then the 22nd and 23rd, which are Thursday and Friday. So just slap bang in the middle of the day at 12 o'clock on the 16th, and then on the 22nd and 23rd, two shows, 11:30 and 2:30.
That's it.
Well, thereabouts.
Yes, I think there might be a little bit of timetabling, depending on whether the Manda Centre are okay with that. But there's plenty of brochures and plenty of promotional literature flying around for the Arts Fest, so there'll be confirmed times in there. But I believe those are the most up-to-date show times.
We'll keep an eye on it. And it sounds like it's going to be rather good. Go along and be prepared to have a fantastic time whilst that's shopping. And it's kind of a... It could even potentially be a bit of a dad creche, couldn't it, on both of those 2 days? You can drop dad off there and take the kids if they're around and about and do some shopping with them.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we don't just do shows just for the children. The show is completely geared up for adults and the entire family, grandparents included. So please don't feel like it's just going to be something that the kids will enjoy for 45 minutes. It really is something the whole family can get involved in and find lots of humour all across the show.
If people want to find out more, have you got a website?
Yes, we have a website. It's www.fabularium.co.uk.
And Fabularium's difficult to say as well as type, but so give us the spelling.
It's FABULARIUM, Fabularium.
And you can also be found on Facebook too, I trust?
Yes, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, with live photos and all sorts of updates going on across all the social medias.
Sounds brilliant. Thank you for joining us. Have a great time in the Manda Centre, and we look forward to the madness that ensues.
Thank you very much.
Ciao for now.
Bye-bye now.
Let's take something else from Joanna Forrest now. Once again, from the album Stars Are Rising, this is Un Amor Per Sempre.
Ecco ormai il momento temuto da tempo, sai, già so quello che mi dirai, è la fine. Tu ti senti più libera di essere, di volere, di prendere, di contare, di
Forest here on the Milk Bar.
The excitement of Arts Fest continues on the 27th of June at the Arena Theatre when Ella Tabei is starring as the murderer in The Murderer. It all gets going at 7:30 and she's on the line to tell me more now. Hello.
Hello.
So, from the outset, we know that you've done it, but tell us how this tale comes to pass.
Okay, well, the world that we imagine is one where criminals are sort of rehabilitated back into society.
Mm-hmm.
So the story follows a murderer and their carer as they sort of work out how to live together.
Oh, right. So what sort of era are we set in here?
We think it's sort of a near future.
Mm-hmm.
In the next sort of 10, 20 years, something that you can sort of imagine happening, hopefully.
A setting at the Arena where you've got such a great space to work with, and are you using this to its absolute max?
Yes, we hope so. We've got a very simple set. So it's just three sort of door frames that are wheeled around, and then we use a lot of playing with lights and stuff on top of that. So hopefully it should be quite atmospheric and good.
and drawing the audience in. And I suppose there's always a little bit of an edge. You may be being rehabilitated into society, but a murderer is potentially always a murderer.
Well, that's what we hope. There's some sort of twists and turns in the story. And it starts off very sort of lighthearted, and then the relationship sort of changes over time. So there are some surprises in there.
So where does this story come from? Is it something that's been penned specifically for the show?
Well, it comes from a poem by Luke Kennard, who's from Birmingham.
Right.
And it was a poem we found while we were rehearsing, and we sort of played with it. And a lot of it comes directly from that, actually. So there are lines that we've taken straight out of that go into the show as dialogue.
And how long have you been in production on this?
It's been quite a long time. We first took it up to the Edinburgh Fringe last year. So it's been about a year and a half now in the making.
It's really found its feet, and the arena's going to be a great place to see this.
We hope so, yeah.
And you've never had to turn up at a venue on a bus or a train carrying your doors, have you? Please tell me you've always had to travel by van.
No, we do have to do it by van. They're quite complicated to get around, though.
OK, I'm intrigued by that one. It sounds like quite an interesting set. So how much is it to come along and see this show?
It's £5 each for a ticket.
All you need to then get online, arena.wlv.ac.uk or 01902 321 321. Get in touch with the box office, get yourself booked in and see a piece of arts fest which is going to probably challenge, intrigue and probably leave you confused as to whose side you're on. Ellita Bay, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's take something else from Joanna Forrest now. This is My Everything here on The Milk Bar.
I used to find a place to hide away, and in my mind I'd think about this day. So many steps, so many mountains I have climbed. All of them have led me here to you. And through it all, when I set my spirit free, the winds of change saw what I just couldn't see. I never knew that love could feel like this before. No one else could make me feel this way. Give you all my everything.
Joanna Forrest with My Everything here on The Milk Bar.
On the 28th of June, Claire Murphy is on stage at the Arena Theatre. To tell us more, I have her producer, Livia Filotica. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
How are we
doing?
Thanks
for having me. Oh, we're good. We're good.
Good.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. So, tell us a bit about this show and what happens on stage.
So, this is a storytelling show,
mm-hmm.
a contemporary storytelling show, and it is the first time that we bring a storytelling show at Art Fest, so particularly pleased. It's going to be a performance by Claire Murphy, who is one of the best storytellers in the country. And the show is a mix of mythology and science. So it's how can we look at science and the birth of the universe and the Big Bang and integrate that with some of the oldest mythology that we know about, so Greek mythology and from Mesopotamia, from all over the world, really.
Through storytelling and words that have been passed down, sometimes through generations, that's how we started out with the whole history thing. So it is just really human nature that you're conveying on stage for this show.
Yes, yes, that is at the core of storytelling. Really, humans, one of the first things we did was telling stories to each other as soon as we could. And in the contemporary world, I suppose, we have different forms of storytelling. You could call TV or books or fiction, so all forms of storytelling. But words and the ability to transmit them are definitely one of the first forms of communications. Is how spirituality and religion were born, and it's how the most important pillars of civilization were put into place through stories.
And in the production that you've got taking place here, how are you bringing that to the stage? Is the scenery and sets, or is it just the power of the human voice bringing these stories across?
One of the things that sets contemporary storytelling apart from, say, theatre and spoken word is that it is improvised and that there is no setting.
Mm-hmm.
There's no set. So the storyteller is alone with the audience, and the power of the story, the power of storytelling as an art form, is in how the storyteller is able to build a relationship which is very, very humane with the audience. So it's the power of the word and the power of the storyteller to sympathize and empathize with the audience and bring them into her world. So build their imagination and build images in their heads, which is why very often is without a set and without images and without any kind of prop.
And so it is really bringing a one-to-one intimate experience with hundreds of people in a theatre, and it is telling those stories that brings the whole event to life. So if you want to find out more, you can go online at arena.wlv.ac.uk or call the box office on 01902 321 321. The event itself, as we say, is on the 28th of June at 7:30 at the Arena. And how much is it to get in?
It's £5.
£5, so not a bad value night at all.
No. It's definitely worth it. Claire Murphy is one of the best storytellers in the country. She will cast a spell.
Looking forward to finding out more about that one and maybe sneaking along on the night to be told a few tales. But for now, Livia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's take another track from Joanna Forrest now. This one, Sposa Son Disperezza. She sings it better than I say it.
Once again, from the album Stars Are Rising, available now. That's the work of Joanna Forrest here on the Milk Bar. On Tuesday the 13th of June at the Lighthouse Media Centre, the Holy Family album, The Vision of Angela Carter. To tell us more about it, we've got Sue Vey. Hello.
Hi. The Holy Family album was made in 1991, originally commissioned by Channel 4 for Without Walls, which was a programme that was trying to show things that were really not mainstream TV, to set the scene and the character for Channel 4. And what they chose was Angela Carter, who is a very well-known writer, who, you know, was a writer capable of stirring our visual imaginations, hence the ability for her to make this type of film. The film is quite challenging because it's actually God's, the Father's, photo album.
It must have been hard work pulling that together as a piece and then seeing what the reaction would be like to that on television.
Well, I think Waldemar Janáček originally commissioned it, and it was actually produced by John Ellis of Large Door Productions, and is a very interesting piece, and obviously features the guy who then went on to become one of the werewolves in Company of Wolves, which was the subsequent book of hers that became a Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, because it was broadcast in December 1991 and contained what could be seen as some controversial topical material around Christianity, and in the terms of how it's seen by the Western history of art, it was a bad time to have it programmed, and it sort of sank without trace after that. It then became the inspiration for the Strange Worlds exhibition 2017 at the Royal West of England Academy in Bristol, and we were fortunate to see a private screening there, and we just thought what a shame it was that something that was quite challenging but was absolutely brilliant wasn't being screened anymore. And we thought of the Arts Fest. We thought, well, this would be a good thing to show. We've got the Lighthouse Media Centre, as you know, in Wolverhampton.
Yep.
Lovely cinema. We thought we could have a screening and a Q&A there. And we invited the curator of the Strange Worlds show to come up and introduce the film and set the scene, because she used it as this catalyst to have this wonderful show about Western art that has inspired Angela Carter's writing in Bristol.
So this is a £3 a ticket. You do need to book in advance for this one.
But we are saying to all of our student community who are obviously involved in our curriculum, which is encouraging the visual imagination, if you can imagine, the Faculty of Arts, that they would get a free place.
So, but they do still need to book their place, though, even though they wouldn't pay for it.
It's good if they can book their place. I mean, it's a 60-seater cinema. We hope we'll get a good audience. But I think the most important thing is to offer this screening in Wolverhampton. It'll be the first public screening of the film, and we've been given the distribution rights by Large Door Productions. So I think it's very lucky. It's a bit of a first for Arts Fest.
Absolutely, and I think art sometimes does have to be challenging, but at least then done in a way which is taking its subject matter seriously.
I absolutely agree. And, I mean, it's not for everybody. I mean, obviously we can trigger warn it by saying, you know, if you are going to be likely to be offended by this, please don't come. But I think for a lot of people, they find Angela Carter's books deeply kind of fantastic, and they're all about the fairy tale and the gothic. And really this film kind of takes on this odd idea that God's behind the camera calling the shots, which is a very interesting take, and it's very amusing in many ways. But it is challenging because it's looking at that Western history of art and perhaps how it glamorized a lot of religious practices that perhaps some people didn't and couldn't dispute.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is the Holy Family album, The Vision of Angela Carter. It is Tuesday the 13th of June, the Lighthouse Media Centre, light-house.co.uk, if you want to book your tickets that way. Just click on their calendar and find the details there. As you say, students can get in for free, £3 for everyone else. And the first chance to see this since December 1991.
Yes, as a public screening. And, I think Artsfest, we're trying to make it bring new things to the city.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly as I saw it at the private screening, I felt it should be something that we bring to the public's attention.
Well, Soufey, thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
What's more, we take a tune from Joanna Forrest. This one is Don't Quit.
When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, you want to smile but you have to sigh. When power is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must.
Don't Quit from Joanna Forrest, taken from the album Stars Are Rising. That's your lot for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Back with episode 415 next week. We'll see you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye. goodbye from the milk bar, yeah.